The Agrapha. Jesus said, I am he concerning whom Moses prophesied, saying, A prophet shall the Lord our God raise unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Hear him in all things, and whosoever will not hear that prophet shall die. I come to gather all nations and tongues. I am the gate of life. He who entereth through me entereth into life. I am not come to send peace on earth, but a sword. And henceforth ye shall see father separated from son, son from father, husband from wife, and wife from husband, mother from daughter, and daughter from mother, brother from brother, father-in-law from daughter-in-law, friend from friend. I came to put an end to sacrifice, and unless ye cease from sacrificing, anger will not cease from you. Except ye fast to the world, ye shall in no wise find the kingdom of God. And except ye keep the Sabbath as a Sabbath, ye shall not see the Father. On the same day, having seen one working on the Sabbath, he said to him, O man, if indeed thou knowest what thou doest, thou art blessed. But if thou knowest not, thou art cursed, and art a transgressor of the law. How long shall I be with you and speak with you? I am weary of this generation. They proved me, he said, 10 times, but these 20 times, and 10 times 10. I stood in the midst of the world, and in the flesh was I seen of them, and I found all men drunken, and none found I athirst among them. And my soul grieveth over the sons of men, because they are blind in their hearts. Excepting a very few saints and illustrious ones, men have thought to atone for their crimes with a few pieces of money. Thou hearest with one ear, but the other thou hast closed. He who is near me is near the fire, but he who is far from me is far from the kingdom. They who are with me have not understood me. Even though ye were gathered together with me in my very bosom, yet if ye were not to keep my commandments, I would cast you off, and say unto you, Depart from me, I know not whence ye are, ye workers of iniquity. But seek ye to increase from little, and from greater to be less. Jesus said to the apostles, I have chosen you before the world was made. There shall be with me also my 12 servants. I will select to myself these things. Very, very excellent are those whom my Father who is in heaven hath given me. Ye have dismissed the living who was before you, and talk of the dead. Ye shall be called by my name, and ye shall be the temple of my Godhead. Blessed is the man whom his Lord shall appoint to the ministry of his fellow servants. What ye preach in word to the people, that set before every man in your works. Thou shalt keep what thou hast received, neither adding thereto, nor taking away therefrom. A share is allotted to all by the Father, according as each person is or shall be worthy. Be ye subject unto kings and governors. The laborer is worthy of his hire, and sufficient unto him that laboreth is his food. If anyone doth not work, let not such an one eat, for the Lord our God hateth the slothful. The Lord said unto the apostles, Should then any one of Israel be willing to repent, so as to believe upon God through my name, his sins shall be forgiven him. After 12 years, Go out into the world, lest anyone say, We did not hear. The disciples thus spake unto Jesus, Thou art a key to every man, and the one who shutteth to every man. Jesus said, How cometh it that while so many go about the well, no one goeth down into it? Why art thou afraid when thou hast gone so far on the way? Thou art mistaken, for I lack neither courage nor weapons. He that wandereth shall reign, and he that reigneth shall rest. Look with wonder at that which is before you. A prophet is not acceptable in his own country, neither doth the physician work cures upon them that know him. But where the pains are, thither hasteneth the physician. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. For the heavenly Father desireth rather the repentance than the punishment of the sinner. Zacchaeus, according to others Matthias, chief of the tax collectors, when he heard how the Lord wished to come to him, said, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Of him said the Lord, The Son of Man came today and found that which was lost. Jesus said, Behold, I will make the last like the first. Jesus said, My friend, I do thee no wrong. Thou hast received thine own in thy lifetime. Take now what is thine and depart. For the Father willeth that to all should be given of his gifts. From above I am about to be crucified. For those that are sick, I was sick, and for those that hunger, I suffered hunger, and for those that thirst, I suffered thirst. The weak through the strong shall be saved. Be saved, thou and thy soul. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. In whatsoever I may find you, in this also will I judge you. Such as I may find thee, I will judge thee. The Lord knoweth them that are his, both those that are near and those that are far off. My mystery is for me and for the sons of my house. Keep the mystery for me and for the sons of my house. For my brethren and fellow heirs are those who do the will of my Father. And call no man your father upon earth, for there are many masters upon earth, but in heaven is the Father, from whom is all the family in heaven and earth. Our dwelling place is in heaven. For the fashion of this world passeth away. The world shall be built up through grace. Buy for yourselves, O children of Adam, through these transitory things which are not yours, that which is yours, and which passeth not away. Why marvel ye at the signs? I give unto you a great inheritance, which the whole world hath not. Show yourselves tried money changers. It is thine, O man, to prove my words, as silver and money are proved among the exchangers. Care for those things which are necessary for the body, and be anxious about nothing further save virtue. Those who wish to see me and to lay hold upon my kingdom must receive me through tribulation and suffering. Blessed are they who are persecuted by righteousness, for they shall be perfect. And blessed are they who are persecuted for my sake, for they shall have a place where they shall not be persecuted. Watch ye, praying without ceasing to escape from affliction. Be ye watchful, circumspect and well instructed, since the ancient enemy goeth about attacking the servants of God. The tempter is the wicked one. Give no pretext to the evil one. If ye resist the devil, he will be conquered and flee from you in disgrace. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. A man that is a reprobate is not tried by God. A man who is not tempted is not approved. He that is lawless, let him be lawless still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. There is a shame which leadeth unto death, and there is a shame which leadeth unto life. Ye shall be as lambs in the midst of wolves. And Peter answered and said unto him, What then if the wolf shall tear in pieces the lambs? Jesus said unto Peter, The lambs have no cause after they are dead to fear the wolves, and in like manner fear ye not them that kill you and can do nothing more unto you, but fear him who, after ye are dead, hath power over both soul and body, to cast them into hell fire. Pray ye, and faint not. Ask great things, and the small shall be added unto you. And ask heavenly things, and the earthly shall be added unto you. If ye keep not that which is small, who will give you that which is great? For I say unto you, that he that is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. Let my name be hallowed in your hearts. First must the one who prayeth, who offereth his prayer, well consider his gift, to see whether there be any spot found in it, and then shall he offer it, that his offering remain not upon the earth. Let the Holy Spirit come upon us and cleanse us. Those who walk in the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit which is in you, and extinguish not the light which shineth within you. Just now my mother, the Holy Spirit, took me by one of my hairs, and bare me away to the great mountain Tabor. The Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. The Lord said to Peter, Verily thine eyes shall never be closed in eternity for the light of this world. Doubt not that ye sink not into the world, as Simon when he doubted and began to sink into the sea. He that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. Cultivate faith and hope, through which is begotten the love of God and of man, that gaineth everlasting life. Charity covereth a multitude of sins. Love beareth all things, is long-suffering in all things. He to whom more is forgiven loveth more, and he to whom less is forgiven loveth little. Be ye merciful, that ye may obtain mercy. Forgive, that it may be forgiven to you. As ye do, so shall it be done unto you. As ye give, so shall it be given unto you. As ye judge, so shall ye be judged. As ye are kind, so shall kindness be shown unto you. With what measure ye meet, with the same it shall be measured unto you. Good things must needs come, but blessed is he through whom they come. Likewise, evil things also shall come, but woe to him through whom they come. Men must give an account of every good word which they shall not speak. No one shall be called good who mixeth evil with the good. He keepeth the good which he hath, and increaseth more and more. Gall doth not mix well with honey. If concupiscence or malice shall ascend into the heart of man, it shall be taken for the deed itself. Let thy works shine, and behold, a man and his works are before his face, for behold, God and his works. A city built upon the top of a high hill and established can neither fall nor be hid. All things whatsoever ye would not that a man should do unto you, do ye not unto another, and what thou hatest, thou shalt not do unto another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Anger destroyeth even the prudent. Render not evil for evil, or railing for railing, or blow for blow, or cursing for cursing. Pray for your enemies, and blessed are those who mourn on account of the destruction of the unbelievers. Amongst the greatest offenders is he that woundeth the spirit of his brother. Never be joyful except when ye shall look upon your brother in love. As one of you seeth himself in the water or in a glass, so see ye me in you. Having seen thy brother, thou hast seen thy God. I am thou, and thou I. And wheresoever thou art, there am I also, and I am in all scattered. And whence thou wilt, thou canst gather me together. But when thou gatherest me together, thou gatherest thyself together. Where one is, there am I also, and where there are two, there also will I be, and when we are three. Be ye joined unto the saints, because they that are joined unto them shall be sanctified. He that seeketh me shall find me in children after the seventh year, for there to become hidden in the 14th year I am manifested. The just shall fall 7 times, and shall rise again. If thy brother sin against thee by a word, and giveth thee reparation, thou shalt 7 times in a day accept him. Then said Simon his disciple to him, 7 times? The Lord answered and said unto him, Yea, I say unto thee, until 70 times 7. For even in the prophets, after they were anointed with the Holy Spirit, there is found a word of sin. If the neighbor of an elect man sin, the elect man hath sinned. For had he conducted himself as the word prescribed, his neighbor also would have been filled with such reverence for the life he led as not to sin. Whatsoever brother liveth in the manner of the aliens, and alloweth things like unto their deeds, refrain from being in his company, which, unless thou doest, thou also wilt be a partaker with him. It is good to give rather than to receive. Let thine alms sweat in thy hands until thou knowest to whom thou shouldest give. Accept not anything from any man, and possess not anything in this world. Woe unto those who have, and in hypocrisy receive, or who, being themselves able to help, receive from others. For each one shall give an account to the Lord God at the day of judgment. Another rich man said to him, Master, what good thing shall I do to live? He said unto him, Fulfill the law and the prophets. He answered him, I have fulfilled them. He said to him, Go, sell all that thou hast, and distribute to the poor, and come, follow me. But the rich man began to scratch his head, and it pleased him not. And the Lord said unto him, How sayest thou, I have fulfilled the law and the prophets? Since it is written in the law, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And lo, many of thy brethren, sons of Abraham, are clothed in filth, dying of hunger, and thy house is full of many goods, and nothing at all goeth out of it to them. And he turned and said to Simon his disciple, who was sitting by him, Simon, son of Jonas, it is easier for a camel to enter the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said unto Cephas, What thinkest thou, Simon? The kings of the earth, from whom do they receive custom and tribute? From their sons or from strangers? Simon said unto him, From strangers. Jesus said unto him, Children then are free? Simon said unto him, Yea. Jesus said unto him, Give thou also unto them like the stranger. Woe unto those who do anything through their own presumption, and not through God. Woe unto those who join together their offenses as with a long rope. These are they that stretch the warps and weave nothing. A man had three servants, one who consumed his substance with harlots and flute players, another who increased it, and another who hid the talent. Afterwards, one was accepted, one was blamed alone, and another was shut up in prison. Christ bade men to abandon and disregard curious questions, which cause much strife, and not to waste their thoughts upon things which have been removed far from their knowledge, but as much as possible to seek the Lord of the universe with the whole mind and spirit. Wisdom killeth her own children. Wisdom sendeth forth her own children. God made the heaven and the earth and all things which are therein. The soul is altogether impenetrable and hard to make out, for it abideth not always in the same form or shape, or in one condition, so that anyone might express it by a type or might lay hold upon its essence. The Lord revealed unto Philip what the soul must say when it ascendeth to heaven, and what it must answer to each of the powers above, namely, I have known myself, and have gathered myself together everywhere, and have not begotten children for the prince of this world, but have extirpated his roots, and have gathered together the scattered members, and know who thou art, for I am one of those above, and if it so speaketh, it is absolved. But if it is convicted that it hath borne a son, it is kept below, until it can take its children up and draw them to itself. Salome said, Until when shall death have dominion? He said, As long as ye women bring forth, for I came to destroy the works of the woman, namely, of lust, of the works, namely, of birth and of destruction. And she said, I did well then in not bringing forth. The Lord answered, saying, Eat every herb, but of that which hath bitterness, eat not. And Salome, inquiring concerning when the things in regard to which he spake should be known, and when his kingdom should come, the Lord said, When ye shall trample underfoot the garment of modesty, when the two shall be one, and that which is without as that which is within, and the male with the female, neither male nor female. If ye do not make what is on the right to be left, and the left right, and what is above to be below, and what is before to be behind, ye shall not perceive the kingdom of God. If ye do not make your low things high, and your crooked things straight, ye shall not enter into my kingdom. Let not the one who is married put away his wife, and he who is unmarried, let him not marry. Let him who, for the sake of chastity, hath agreed not to marry, remain unmarried. Let the women be subject unto their own husbands. The son and daughter shall inherit alike. Even if a woman doth all that is right, and yet once committed the sin of adultery, she must be punished. Keep the flesh holy and the seal unspotted, that ye may receive eternal life. Preserve ye the flesh, that ye may become partakers of the Spirit. The flesh must be contended with, be evil entreated, and its unbridled lust in no way be yielded to. But the soul must be made to grow through faith and knowledge. Should any one for this reason kiss a woman a second time because she pleased him, he committed sin. Men must therefore act thus with extreme caution in the kiss of peace, as knowing that, if perchance it should be sullied by thought, it would place them out of the pale of eternal life. If anyone shall leave all things for my name's sake, at the second coming he shall inherit everlasting life. Many shall come in my name, clothed outwardly in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, and there shall be schisms and heresies. Many false Christs and false apostles shall arise and shall deceive many of the faithful. They are false Christs and false teachers who have blasphemed the Spirit of grace and done despite to the gift they had from him, after the grace of baptism, to whom forgiveness shall not be granted, neither in this world nor in that which is to come. A false prophet must first come from some deceiver, and then, in like manner, after the removal of the holy place, the true gospel must be secretly sent abroad for the rectification of the heresies that shall be. And then, toward the end, shall appear the world deceiver as son of God, and shall do signs and wonders, and the earth shall be delivered into his hands, and he shall do iniquitous things which have never yet come to pass since the beginning. And after this, the eternal light, having sprung up, all the things of darkness must disappear. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth, and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. What I say unto one of you, I say unto all. Then shall the wicked go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous shall go into eternal life, to inherit those things which eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, such things as God hath prepared for them that love him. Good things are prepared, which the angels desire to look into. Often did I desire to hear one of these words, and I had not one to tell me. The days will come in which vines shall grow, having each 10,000 branches, and in each branch 10,000 twigs, and in each true twig 10,000 shoots, and in each and every one of the shoots 10,000 clusters, and on every one of the clusters 10,000 grapes. And every grape, when pressed, will give 25 metrets of wine. And when any one of the saints shall lay hold of a cluster, another shall cry out, I am a better cluster, take me, bless the Lord through me. In like manner, a grain of wheat shall produce 10,000 ears, and every ear shall have 10,000 grains. And every grain shall yield 10 pounds of clear, pure, fine flour, and apples, and seeds, and grass shall produce in similar proportions. And all animals, feeding then only on the productions of the earth, shall become peaceable and harmonious, and be in perfect subjection to man. And Judas, the traitor, not believing, and asking, How shall such growths be accomplished by the Lord? The Lord said, They shall see who shall come to them. These then are the times mentioned by the prophet Isaiah. And the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. By way of reproach he said to Jerusalem, Sodom is justified of thee. O Father, let their temple be desolate. The Gentiles are justified more than ye. Many shall come from the east and from the west, the north and the south, and shall recline on the bosoms of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Jesus said, prophesying concerning the temple, See ye these buildings? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another, which shall not be taken away. And this generation shall not pass until the destruction begin. For they shall come and shall sit here, and shall besiege it, and shall slay your children here. I will cleanse the house of my kingdom from every stumbling block. Whoso redeemeth souls from idols, he shall be great in my kingdom. Of the hire of an harlot hath she gathered them, and to the hire of an harlot shall they return. From filth it came, to the place of filth shall it go. Be ye valiant in war, and fight with the ancient enemy, and ye shall receive the everlasting kingdom. Neither did he sin at all, nor his parents, but that the power of God might be made manifest through him in healing the sins of ignorance. To his chosen he saith, Go ye out of the house of my Father. Let us resist all iniquity and hold it in hatred. The Savior himself testified that Solomon was wiser than all who came before. Jesus said, Few things are needful, or just one. Blessed is he also who fasts for this, that he might feed the poor. Honor the demons, not that ye may be assisted by them, but that they may not injure you. The Father begat me, and I came forth from the Father, and am here.